Blog Talk Radio.
To grow together on the journey of discovery and explore this very area, because I don't know if you knew, but I didn't know, and I learned it today. And now we're going to have some insight around this thought of a bumblebee can't fly. How about that?
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I love Mondays. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator, Coach Adams, it's time to Shape Up and Win. We're in our Shape Up series, and we have a very intriguing topic that I think you'll get some great richness from. Each episode of Motivational Monday, speaking of rich, is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage. Why not take advantage of our on-demand library? If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And then, which we love this segment, and then we're going to open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. This, of course, always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And we so encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. You know, if you don't already have your notepads, tablets, desktops, laptops, smartphones with your notes, iPads, whatever you need, you want to grab it so you can capture the nuggets and jewels of richness that will be shared with you on today's installment. But before we jump in, we're asking that you support us. So before we jump into today's topic, we're asking you to take a quick moment. Notice I said a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow your cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, woo! Bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because guess what? We can't do it without YOU. So we thank you for sharing. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And we are in our Shape Up series. And the topic that we're looking at is, what? A bumblebee can't fly? We're going to glean some insight from a bumblebee. And you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, how in the world is this going to relate to my vision, my goals, and my dream? Well, I want you to just hang on in there with me, because I assure you that there are some thoughts to learn around this concept of a bumblebee can't fly. Now, you may be thinking, that's not true, Coach Adams, because I just saw a bumblebee outside around the plant, the flower buzzing around. Yeah, I know, right? Well, according to the theory of aerodynamics, the bumblebee is not supposed to be able to fly. Listen to this. This is so insightful. And I share this with you as I build up to breaking this open. Because when it comes to working your vision, achieving your goals, and living your dreams, there are some thoughts to glean from what I'm about to share with you on a next level around this concept of what? A bumblebee can't fly? Again, according to the theory of aerodynamics, the bumblebee is not supposed to be able to fly. Why, you may be asking, Coach Adams, tell me, I'm intrigued. I didn't know this. Why can't a bumblebee fly? Well, again, according to the theory of aerodynamics, the bumblebee is not supposed to be able to fly because of its size, its weight, and the shape of its body. Along with that, in association with all of those components related to its wingspan, makes it, this is science speaking, okay? So science is saying that all of of these different aspects and components make it, and this is what has been stated, make it impossible for a bumblebee to fly. Now, you may be thinking, I saw a bumblebee just today. I know that bumblebees can fly. Well, this is the thing that got me so excited, and I wanted to share some insight around this concept with you to encourage you in your process of working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. The bumblebee is supposedly not able to fly. It's been stated that it's impossible for the bumblebee to fly. But you see, here's the problem. Someone forgot to tell the little bumblebee about this theory, and what happened? He goes ahead and he flies and makes a little honey every day. What do we glean from this insight as it relates to you working your vision, achieving your goals, and living your dreams? Because I absolutely love this insight. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Because this is the reality. The bumblebee defied against all odds this ability to fly when aerodynamics, the theory of aerodynamics, stated that it did not have the capacity to fly. But this is key. The bumblebee didn't know it. And this is what I love. In this case, ignorance was truly bliss when it came to the limiting belief. And many of us, we need to get into that space of ignorance and being in a zone of bliss when it comes to self-limiting beliefs, Because again, aerodynamically, the bumblebee shouldn't be able to fly, but the bumblebee does not know it. The bumblebee doesn't know. The bumblebee is clueless, so it goes on to fly anyway because it's ignorant of the fact that it can't fly based on the theory of aerodynamics. And that's what I absolutely love, that the bumblebee does something that is stated to be impossible, the bumblebee achieves it. Now, you may be thinking, okay, Coach Adams, enough about the bumblebee. How does that relate to me? Well, I'm happy you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, because how this relates to you is that I want to challenge you to stretch beyond your limited beliefs. And I want you to imagine that you are that bumblebee that has defied the theory of aerodynamics, that regardless of where you are on your journey right now in this moment, it doesn't matter the capacity, the size, the weight that you are in. It doesn't matter the load and heaviness that you may be dealing with. None of that matters. What matters most is, are you willing to step out and take a risk, even when it's been stated that it's impossible? You know, someone spoke words into your life, and words have such power. As a matter of fact, speaking of the power of words, your very own Motivational Mondays host, Coach Adams, is a part of the Change Book number 14 and this insight into self-empowerment. It's top coaches that share life-enhancing realizations that will touch every area of your life. And your very own Coach Adams is in the Change book. Well, I have a breakout chapter. Why do I reference this? Because I have a breakout chapter on the power of words. Now, please understand that I recognize that the reason why you are not stepping out to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams is because of the very words that someone has spoken. Now, if we go back to our bumblebee, that based on the theory of aerodynamics is not supposed to be able to fly, in essence, it's been stated that it's impossible. Now, the bumblebee, no one ever told the bumblebee, as we established, the bumblebee was ignorant of the fact of what the theory of aerodynamics has stated. So I know it's more difficult for you because someone has been speaking negative words into your heart, into your life. And those words have become seeds of doubt into your emotional bank account, into your heart, into your mind, into your soul. Those words have become seeds. And so you begin to water those seeds and nurture those seeds because of the words that someone else spoke. You didn't doubt that you could write the book initially when you got the vision for it or the invention that dropped in your heart, in your spirit. You didn't doubt when you got it. When you got that brilliant business idea, the concept, you didn't doubt. You thought, wow, this is awesome. And the question wasn't, can I do it? You didn't see it as impossible. Why? Because you conceived it. And so in your mind, it wasn't impossible because you conceived it. But it was the negative words that individuals began to speak. It was that then in turn caused you to doubt and to question. And now you start to buy into someone else's limiting beliefs that say, you can't. It's impossible. And you begin to question, oh, maybe I can't. Maybe it is impossible. But you didn't think that when you got the concept, the thought, the idea initially. It was a matter of figuring out how will I, but you didn't think that it was impossible. Why? Because you conceived it. And this is what I want us to understand today, those that are listening in and may hear the replay, that because you were able to conceive it, it in essence is possible. Will it be easy? Not necessarily. But I want us to be reminded of our little friend, the bumblebee. And I'm going to continuously remind us that the bumblebee defied what was perceived as logic because of the theory of aerodynamics. And you too can defy logic. The logic of the haters, the logic of the naysayers, the logic of those that would effort to plant seeds of doubt into your heart. It may not be as easy as the bumblebee, because you're not in a place of ignorance because of the words that have been spoken. Remember we said the bumblebee was ignorant to the fact of what the theory of aerodynamics stated. But I want you to know that today, I want you, in the essence of, and keep it in context, in the essence of limiting beliefs, I want you to become ignorant. Yes. Why? Because then you'll be like the bumblebee. Because as I stated earlier, you see, no one told the bumblebee, you can't fly. Based on the theory of aerodynamics, it's impossible. Your size, your weight, your shape of your body and a relationship to your wingspan, it makes it impossible for you to fly. It just doesn't make sense. But because the bumblebee was ignorant to the information that we now have, the bumblebee went on to fly. And that's why I'm saying I want you to embrace being ignorant as it relates to limited beliefs. Whatever your dream is, whatever the vision is that you have, whatever your goals are, hold them close to your heart. Hold them close to your heart. You know, you can't share with everybody. I know you get excited and you're like, oh my gosh, and you want someone to validate the concept, the vision, the business, the dream that you have. I get it. I understand. And there's a law that states that reality demands confirmation. So I get it. But you want to make sure that you're only sharing with those individuals that are like-minded with you. So you want to be cautious who you share your big, audacious dreams, goals, visions with. You can't share it with everybody. But yes, you should be able to share it to someone that is trusted, that you are like-minded, that they are all about doing the impossible as well. So they're not going to plant those seeds of doubt in you, telling you it's impossible. Because they are individuals that embrace, I can do all things as well through Christ who strengthens me. They have that on the inside of them. And so they too are a believer that you can do whatever you set your heart to. And so this thought process of a bumblebee can't fly, who would have thunk? Because they're flying every day. Who would have thunk it? So what are the limiting beliefs that you have been buying into? Is it that you don't have the experience? Well, our bumblebee didn't have the experience that it could fly until it flew. And as we've stated, in its flight, it defies the law and the theory of aerodynamics. But it didn't know it because it was ignorant to that information. And so whatever your desire is, stop sharing and seeking out the validation of the wrong people. Don't allow others who have limited beliefs. Why would you share your vision with someone who has never taken a risk? They stay in the comfort zone. So why would you share your vision with someone that stays in their comfort zone? I mean, like, really? What's the point? They don't even conceptually have it in them to support you. I'm not saying that they're bad people. Please don't misunderstand Coach Adams' heart today. I'm just simply saying that if you're a risk taker and you're hanging around individuals that stay in the comfort and the safe zone, you're going to have a challenge. They can't support you. Not that they don't desire to. They have limited beliefs. They've not stretched out to realize that once you stretch out, oh my gosh, you can do more than what you even imagined you could do. That what may seem impossible, in essence, is possible. That's what the bumblebee shows us. That what the theory of aerodynamics said was impossible, the bumblebee is laughing every time it takes flight. And what normally happens is someone will speak a negative word, and we buy into it, and so now it keeps us on the ground. If someone would have told the bumblebee this theory of aerodynamics and the fact that all of this information that had been gathered, the size, the weight, the body, all of that, that would limit it from flying, guess what? The bumblebee wouldn't have flown. It would have just said, oh, okay. But because it didn't have that information, it took flight. And I think that is an amazing, beautiful thing. Because what appeared impossible, because of the size, the weight, the shape, and all of those things, the body in relationship to the wingspan, impossible for a bumblebee to fly. The bumblebee took the IM out of impossible and now is doing the possible. And that's what you have to do with working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. You have to make a decision that what may appear impossible is without question truly possible. I know you have some stories and you can look back on things that you could not have even imagined. And yet, and let that fuel you and drive you forward. What appeared impossible, in some way, you were able to do it and it became possible. So be ignorant to the limited beliefs that would hold you back from being free to fly and live out your dreams. Think about that. What we have to do on our journey so that we can stay ignorant to the limited beliefs, you have to, again, guard who you speak your vision to. The other side of that is guarding your ear gates and what you are hearing, because it is the negative words that begin to bring us down. It's the negative words that are spoken that weigh us down. You know, I often quote, and this is a part of my chapter in the Change book, my breakout chapter on the power of words. And if you're interested in acquiring your copy of the book, an autographed copy from yours truly, Coach Adams, and you want a little greater insight into the power of words, you're welcome to simply text this number, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Text your name and your email address and the change. Your name, email address, and the change. And I will know that you're interested in acquiring your copy so that you can receive the insight into empowerment from my breakout chapter on the power of words. And so as we continue to discover this insight from the bumblebee who has defied logic. Yes, the bumblebee defied logic. There are so many stories of individuals who have defied logic. Science does it regularly. as it relates to defying logic. Individuals who break world records, they do it regularly. One would say you can't achieve that. And then yet, it is achieved. Because the mindset does not work around impossible. The mindset embraces possible. So that stinking thinking based on those words that have been spoken that have caused you to embrace limited beliefs, you have all of these limited around you. Like the bumblebee. The bumblebee had what was perceived as limits as to why it couldn't fly. And the bumblebee, still, with the limits of its size, with the limits of its weight, with the limits of the shape of its body related to the wingspan, with all of that to make it impossible for the bumblebee to fly, the bumblebee flew nevertheless. And that's where I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you that nevertheless, you will fly nevertheless. But in order for you to fly nevertheless, you have to make it up in your mind that you will not embrace limitation, the limiting belief, the words that one would speak that says, it's impossible. You can't write that book. You can't start that business. Who do you think you are? You can't follow that dream to write a movie, to produce a movie, to do this, to do that, all of the limiting beliefs. And I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it. The words of the people around you have begun to weigh you down. You feel the heaviness of the words that have been spoken. And that's why you have the responsibility to guard your ear gates and those words that you are hearing. Protect the portals into your soul. Our ear gates are the portals into our soul. This may be a season when you need to isolate yourself to some degree so that you can properly care for, figuratively speaking, the baby that's waiting to be birthed on the inside of you. I remember a story of a dear associate who is an inventor. She's an American inventor. Had never invented anything before. This invention came out of a need. Now, she could have easily said, oh, this is impossible. What? Where did this come from? But she got the concept. She began to move on the concept. Why? Because she didn't believe that it was impossible. She thought, I can conceive it. I can see it. Surely it can be accomplished. And that starts with our mindset. And that's what I want us to understand. That you have to make a shift in your mind. Because this American inventor that I'm talking about is Dr. Veronica Lowry. And she created this amazing technology called Helping Happy Hands. Happy Helping Hands, Helping Happy Hands. That is this device, this little apparatus type device that can connect to a baby seat, for example, or stroller or what have you. And it will hold the bottle. It came out of her traveling across a bridge in the San Francisco area and having a baby at the time, babysitting a baby, caring for a baby, and the bottle dropped, and she's now on the bridge, and she can't do anything, and the baby is crying as she's going across this bridge. And then suddenly the concept came to her, and she began to move on it. She didn't think it was impossible. I'm sure she had struggles along the way, but I share that with you because that is something that would appear impossible in that moment. Where did this concept come from? And you have a concept right now that you're struggling with perceiving that it's even possible. And yet, because you were able to conceive it, it is possible. So I want to encourage you around your vision. I want to encourage you to work it, work it, work it, work it, work your vision. What does this working my vision mean? It means that the concept and idea that you have, you now have to move on it and do something, execute on it, take action in the direction of this concept becoming a reality. Maybe your concept has already become a reality and you now need to move to the next level. I want you to know that I would love to support you and I would actually be very honored to assist. You know, I'm coming up on my birthday month. March is my birthday month, woo-woo, and I celebrate the whole month. I say that because in celebration of my birthday, I want to give you complimentary coaching because I want to join in partnership with you. So for those that would join in a coaching relationship in the month of March with me in celebration of my birthday, I want to sow into you and give you the gift of empowerment through one-on-one coaching. So if you want more information concerning that, here's that number again, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Text your name and coaching, your name and coaching. Now, obviously, you're not making a commitment by doing that, but you're letting me know, our team know, that you are interested, and so we want to make that connection with you. And if you make that decision this month, any one-on-one coaching partnership through any of my coaching programs, you qualify for one complimentary month of coaching. Wow. What a great opportunity for you to move from what appears to be impossible to now navigating based on the possible because you've conceived it. Now that conceiving has to convert to that next level, and that's believing. Believing that you can do it. Believing that there are no limits. So regardless of where you are, there are no limits. I know. I hear you. I hear the vibrations. I hear the airwaves. You are saying, Coach Adams, you have no clue what my position is. And you're right, but this is the thing. You have no clue what my position is and was at the start of my journey. But I can tell you that every breakthrough happened as I broke through. Hear that. Every breakthrough happened as I broke through. What am I saying? That I had to do something to execute, to move, to take action. And as I did that, I was able to break through. And so wherever you are right now, my heart is for you. Don't just allow the vision that you have to die. Don't allow it to die. Know that because you have the concept, if you believe it without question, as Napoleon Hill would say, whatever the heart
of mind can conceive and believe that it will also achieve. You can achieve it. It is possible. It may not be easy, and that's the challenge. That we're in such a microwavable society that all of us, we want things quick, fast, and in a hurry, but the journey to success, it's a process. You have to process through. It doesn't just happen overnight. You have to put in the effort. You have to be consistent. You have to be intentional. All of these things. And you have to have the fire to fight. You have to have that passion to fight through the issues and the challenges, because guess what? They will come. You know, our little bumblebee friend, I don't know the little bumblebee. I wish I could talk to first bumblebee that flew. I'm sure that bumblebee would say it wasn't easy. Why am I sure of that? Because the odds were stacked against that little bumblebee. Remember, the theory of aerodynamics stated that because of the size, the weight, and the shape of the bumblebee's body in relationship to the wingspan, that it was impossible for it to fly. And so I can only imagine that first little bumblebee that said, I'm going to fly, because it didn't know it had the limit. I'm sure it didn't come easy initially, but yet, with all of the obstacles, the stuff that could have weighed it down, the issues, as many of us are dealing with, many of you are dealing with issues of life weighing you down, the bumblebee didn't let that get the best of it. Well, now I know. I know. I told you the bumblebee was ignorant, though, to the limited belief. The challenge is we know the limitations oftentimes, and it's because of that we buy into it, and so therefore we don't move. We don't take action because of fear. We're afraid, and all of the negative words, the stinking thinking, all of that has us in a place that we're so paralyzed that we find it difficult to act. And that's why we have to make the decision that I'm going to move beyond the limited stinking thinking, because the fact that you've conceived it, it is possible. And as you move, I want you to get this. As you move, guess what? There will be individuals that may be specialists in certain areas, or you may win favor with them, that want to take you and say, hey, I'll guide you. I'll give you some insight. This is how you can make this work. Here, let me direct you to this person. But until you move, you don't tap into that particular layer and dynamic on your journey, because you haven't yet progressed to that A process. So as you process through, guess what? Every step you take, it supports you in closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to go. So as long as you can see the target, you can envision it, and the vision is clear, and you decide and make the decision that you're going to move, and you have the fire to fight for it, and you stay disciplined on the journey, guess what? It will happen. Don't quit. Don't give up. It's doable. Again, if you can conceive it and embrace it, believe it, you can also achieve it. It's doable. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. And I want you to know that your dream is for a designated time and season. Your dream. So stay the course. Be encouraged. Stay the course. Maintain your focus. Maintain your commitment. Continue the process. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't buy into the limited thinking. Get rid of the IN and continue to walk in possible, not impossible. Do I have any fellow bumblebees out there? Will you buzz around? Hey, yes, hello, the bumblebee nation. You're out there. And, you know, I think it's interesting that Beyonce's, quote, unquote, followers, her tribe, is the beehive. And I found that interesting when I made that connection because if she knows the story of the bumblebee, she has done what one would say was impossible and made it possible. Just think about the stories that you are aware of, the people that you've seen. They've had a tough run of it. They're no different than you. The only difference is that they stepped out to work their vision. They were committed to achieving their goals. And they have fought to live out their dreams. What will you do? You've tuned in to Motivational Mondays today, and I'm honored to be able to sow into your lives on your journey. I trust that you are getting some insight and you're making a shift in your thinking, in your mind, that you're moving away from. As we speak, you're being motivated to move away from the limited beliefs that you'll be ignorant. It's better to be ignorant. It's bliss to those limiting beliefs. I'm not saying be ignorant in general. I'm bringing it into a specific category, a specific pocket that I'm saying, yeah, that's when we want to be ignorant when it comes to the limiting beliefs. Why? Because I don't have the information. I don't know that it's quote-unquote impossible. So guess what? I'll continue to move in the direction of it like the bumblebee. I'll fly. Even though the theory of aerodynamics says I can't, science says I can't, I'll fly because it didn't know that it couldn't. As I stated, nobody told the bumblebee, hey, you can't fly. The memo got lost and was missed to the very one that it affected. And because it didn't know, it defied logic. I'm sure when you step out of wherever you are tomorrow during your day, you may see a bumblebee. And I hope you process and pause and think and reflect on today's Motivational Mondays and you say, what? A bumblebee can't fly? And that it encourages you because what was being stated was impossible for the bumblebee became possible. And the bumblebee defied the logic. The bumblebee did what it was told, what the world was saying it couldn't do. It didn't know. It was ignorant. What theory the scientists were saying you can't do, the bumblebee did it. And that's what I love about today's lesson from a bumblebee. What did we discover? Number one, we discovered that you cannot allow yourself to feed the limited beliefs. So in essence, in this case, ignorance is bliss because if you don't perceive there are limits, you will do it. But the challenge is many have spoken words of limitation. So Coach Adams, how do I battle that? You have to make a decision to guard your ear gates. What are you listening to? What are you allowing to continue to be deposited into your emotional bank account? I understand the significance of words. I wrote a breakout chapter on it in the Change book, The Power of Words. Oh, I know. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words, names will never hurt me. But in essence, the greatest hurts we've had, self-included, have been by the words, the names that people called us, not the broken bones. And I've had a broken bone. In my 20s, I broke my ankle. I was pent up next to a wall, between a wall and a forklift in a warehouse doing inventory in an early on job that I had, not knowing that half of the floor on the forklift was the gas, stepped over and hit the gas pedal and ended up getting pinned between the wall and the forklift. And my ankle was broken. But I have to say this. The ankle was broken. The bones were broken. But it's healed. And so when we're talking about sticks and stones may break my bones, yes, they will. They can. It's possible. But it's a farce. It was a not-so-wise man that said, but names, words will never hurt me, because many of us are stuck right where we are today in the limited thinking and belief system because of words, because someone told you when you shared your vision and your goals and your dreams with the wrong person, they told you, you can't do it. It's impossible. And so you've bought into it. And now you have to make a shift. You have to make the decision. Do you really see and believe in your vision? Have you owned your dream? Because if you can conceive it, as I've been saying throughout this time, it is possible. So get rid of the I am impossible and take that off. Exit out. No longer is it impossible, but it is possible. Now, okay, you're going to have to put some effort in. You're going to have to be intentional. You're going to have to be committed and dedicated. You're going to have to take action steps. All of these things are the activators and converters to supporting you in your dream becoming a reality, in your vision moving to the next level, in you achieving your goals. The question raised is, so what are you going to do? Are you going to stay in the sea of limited thinking, stay in the sea of limited belief, or will you make a decision to step out? You may need support while getting going on the journey, and that's where one-on-one coaching would serve you extremely well today. Again, it's my birthday month. It's my birthday. March is my birthday month, and for my birthday, I am giving the gift of empowerment. I want to join in partnership with you because I want to support you on your journey with working your vision, achieving your goals, and living your dreams. I want you to win. I want you to work it now. Work your vision. Achieve your goals and live your dreams. I don't want you to lose focus on your goals because of the negative words that have been spoken causing limited beliefs. And you have to ask yourself the question, what are you willing to do differently to get different results so that you can achieve your goals and you live out your dreams? Now, I know the words have caused you to doubt. I get it. I've been there, right there with you, front of the line. I understand. But you don't have to stay there. And that is the great insight that I can share with you that I have gleaned. You don't have to stay there. And one of the things that I've grown to realize is this. And there are many great gems and nuggets that I've gleaned on my journey. But one of the things that I've grown to realize is that when you have the right people on your side, on your team, circling the wagons around you, your dream becomes a reality when it's the right people. And I want to be on your team, and I want to partner with you as your coach in a one-on-one coaching partnership. And that's why I'm giving the gift of empowerment. One full month of complimentary coaching on any of my coaching programs for returning or current new clients, whatever that looks like. I want to support you. And so if you're interested, here's the number again, 213-289-2101. 310, I apologize. I don't know where that 213 came from. 310-310-310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Yes, a bumblebee can fly, but the theory of aerodynamics said it couldn't. And the bumblebee defied the theory of aerodynamics, and it flies every day and makes honey. What will you make with your journey, with your life that is yet left to be lived? As long as you have breath in your body, guess what? You have an opportunity to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. It's never too late. Yeah, I said it. It's never too late. And now, again, is the perfect time to join in a winning partnership so that I can support you on your journey through the powerful gift of coaching and a one-on-one coaching partnership. I want you to know that I didn't open the lines today. We didn't get to that aspect of our show. Before I knew it, we were closing things out, and that's where we are. But if you want to continue the dialogue, maybe you have a question that you would like to see answered, a show, recommendation, topic that you would like to see covered, a special guest that you would like to see featured, join our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. All are welcome. Simply make your request known. Hey, I want to join the group, and you are welcome. So let's continue the dialogue through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. You know, I want you to know that I so appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays today with yours truly, Coach Adams. It's such an honor to share this time with you and to have the opportunity to sow into your life. And I want you to know that I'm here for you. If you are tuning in for the first time, know that I have a full circle of coaching empowerment. We just spoke about one-on-one coaching, but I have group coaching, mastermind. And so if you want more information, here's the number again, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. If you want more information about the full circle of empowerment, just simply provide your name in full circle. If you want to join in a one-on-one coaching partnership, simply put your name and coaching. Text the information. That's all that we have time for today. I thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.